USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a presumed migrant smuggling attempt that led to the deaths of 51 people in a locked big rig, two Mexican nationals have been charged in San Antonio, Texas. They're both charged with illegal possession of firearms and overstaying their visas. No charges directly related to the deaths have been processed as of Wednesday morning. A Mexican government official tweeted that at least 22 of the dead were from Mexico. Turkey agreed Tuesday to lift their objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, paving the way for the two Nordic nations to begin the joining process. Ghislaine Maxwell on Tuesday was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal court on sex trafficking and other charges. She was the one that was helping Jeffrey Epstein and his notorious behavior. A Harris County judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked pre-Roe abortion ban in Texas that was being enforced while the state's trigger law has yet to take effect. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
Lawmakers in California continue to astonish the American people with decisions they make regarding law enforcement and escalating crime.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to five fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, top aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee, saying Trump attacked Secret Service agents and tried to take over a moving SUV. Two Secret Service agents have now come forward to dispute that claim and have agreed to testify. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Biden laptop continues to expose President Biden. He's been caught misleading the American people.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
President Biden in a 2018 voicemail.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article released the thing on online. It's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times. It was good. I think it's clear.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer on Fox News says Biden's Department of Justice won't do anything, but Republicans will expose the truth.
There will be an investigation. I can guarantee that. We have already been conducting a lot of interviews. We have been conducting a lot of research. We have combed over the hard drive. The Department of Justice can continue to sit around and do nothing and act like there's not a problem. But regardless of what happened, we are going to hold hearings in January. We would love to have Hunter Biden come before the hearings.
Nicholas Cruz previously pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. A jury consisting of seven men and five women will decide if he gets the death penalty. It must be a unanimous decision. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.